This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado transportation projects are set to receive at least $700 million in new funding from the federal infrastructure bill that Congress passed last week. State transportation officials say the aid will speed up plans to repave rural roads and expand highways. The bill also includes billions for various grants for which Colorado is eligible to get. Calls to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats or violence are up. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
In October, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received more than 2,000 calls, a 72% increase over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by reports of bullying and school complaints. Officials say the significant increase could be attributed to students returning to in-person learning following school closures due to the pandemic. Safe to Tell is available to students to report safety concerns even when they're out of school during the holidays. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver International Airport has welcomed back non-essential travelers since the U.S. travel ban was put into place nearly 2 years ago. The move comes as DIA deals with staff shortages and long wait times as travel bounces back after the pandemic. A storm bringing several inches of snow is expected to arrive in the high country tonight. It'll be mostly cloudy along the Front Range, and we're looking at showers for the western slope. 56 in Denver, 51 in Vail. This is CPR News.